In a world full of noise and endless distractions, the hardest thing to find is clarity. Here, we uncover the ideas, tools, and stories that help you focus on what truly matters so that you can live and work with purpose. I'm Stuart Hislop, and this is The One Thing Guy.
I'm sure you, just like me, have these dreams to be somebody in the future. And when we look at that person in the future, you already know what you need to do to actually change your life. You already know what to do to be that particular person. But the question is, why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we making those particular changes to actually, you know, follow that path to become that person in the actual future? You see, every person out there, including you, me, and anybody else that's listening to this as we're going forward, we kind of have this idea that we know exactly what to do, but there's the actual key to it. It's to do. For many of us, we actually think that this gap of where we are right now to that life in the future is, well, we need more knowledge. We need to learn something more. Yes, it is slightly true. There's more resources. I need to have this in order to do that. Or maybe I need a different talent to actually go through everything. And yes, as much as all of those different elements are true to a certain degree, there's one bigger point. Every single one of them, regardless if it's knowledge and resources or talent, every single one of them needs action. That's what's going to get us from where we are right now to where we are into the future. It's action that's going to help us to change. And for most of us, we're actually these experts at just being busy instead of doing that thing that's actually going to start moving that needle forward. And we're all guilty of this. We know what we need to do, but we somehow almost sabotage our journey in life by doing everything else. And it's all those everything else that actually keeps us where we are right now. So the big question that comes in, why aren't we making that change? But more importantly, how? How can we implement something that will actually help us to make this change? You know, I actually reflect back. I've always been on this journey of a dreamer. And I've had people tell me this, Stuart, you dream of things. And well, now that I'm living a number of them and I reflect back, it wasn't the knowledge, the resources, or the talent that came into it. It was actually just the action of doing it. And when I start reflecting back on that entire journey, I wanted to say, you know what? Every single one of us can do it. But I wanted to give you some little tips that will help you along the way. Little tips that you can start implementing from today. You can actually, even while you're listening to me, you can actually, with a pen and paper, you can start writing down a few of these actionable tips that you can start to implement immediately. Because it's these little tips that I'm going to share with you that I started to put into my life, and also doing research and seeing the people around me, they've also done it. So it works. It really, really works. Now, I'm not going to give you some convoluted way of doing something that's really going to start holding you back and it's going to start to almost push you in a direction of feeling so uncomfortable that you just don't want to do it. No, I'm going to give you something that's actually very straightforward and simple. And in fact, when you start to implement them, you're going to start to go, okay, I can actually feel the change. I did it. You can do it. So here's five key actionable tips that you can actually start with. And the very first one, and this is one where there's that big word, procrastination. And procrastination is really the one that I would say is the number one reason why we don't move our life forward. It's that number one reason that if we could just eliminate it, I promise you now, if you could just eliminate procrastination from your life, man, just imagine where you would actually be, because we procrastinate with everything that we tend to do. Now, not everybody procrastinates. There's certain elements where you go, one, two, three, go, and you just go out and do it. And that's fantastic, because then you actually can experience the results almost immediately. But for a vast majority of us, procrastination, we kind of misunderstand it. And there was one area where I started to look and I suddenly realized, for many of us, we want to do things and make sure that it's perfect. So how do we do that? Well, what we start doing is we spend all our time doing research. We start planning. We start scheduling. We start putting sticky notes up everywhere. We start talking about it. We start to almost say, yeah, we know exactly. We're starting to look for clarity. We're looking for the perfect path, but we're not taking action. You see, the very first actionable tip is stop confusing preparation with progress. You see, when we spend all our time just preparing and preparing and preparing, we're not actually moving forward. All we're doing is we're burning and wasting time trying to perfect it. But how do we know if it's perfect if you haven't done it? You see, action is uncomfortable. It's not the most glamorous thing out there. You see, sometimes when you go out and do the action, you actually fumble a little bit. But here's a key to it. When you're doing the action, you're actually moving forward. You're learning from it and going, okay, I can do this. I can't do this. So when I started to look at this little actionable tip, I actually asked myself this question. What is one actionable thing that I can do today that's actually going to make everything count? What's that one actionable step that I can do today that's going to really count towards achieving that life that I'm looking for? So the very first one, stop confusing preparation with progress. We spend way too much time on the researching, the planning, the scale. And yes, we still need to do that, but rather just take that first step. And it could look unglamorous. Really, it's going to look like something that you're fumbling, but it's over time that it starts becoming perfect because you start getting more clarity as you're starting to move forward. The second, and really, you start to look at the progress that you're starting to make. You know, when we start moving forward, we start thinking, okay, we need to do this action, we need to do this action, we need to do this action, and then we start doing this action. And ultimately, our productivity starts becoming a volume game. The more we do, well, the more we're actually going to achieve, and we're going to get closer and closer to that goal on an ongoing basis. So ultimately, what we start doing is we start creating more actions and more tasks. You see, we've been researching, and we need to do this, and we need to do that. And then when we actually take that energy to step forward, we start doing so much. You see, productivity, it's not about the volume of what you do. It's actually about the impact that it makes. It's about focusing on, hey, what are those 1 to 3 actionable tasks that if I do them, actually get me closer to my results? It's not about doing 10 or 20 different things. Sometimes it's just about doing one thing. So make sure that when you start to have a look at the actions that you're going to be taking each and every day, don't start looking at doing 10 or 20. It becomes overwhelming. Rather, just look at them and say, hey, this particular action, this is actually going to give me direct results right now. Let me do that one. And just do that one today or this particular week. So don't look at doing multiple activities and actions. Just look at doing maybe 1 to 3 and just focus on those until they are complete. That is the absolute key. When you've identified a certain task, make sure that you complete it. I always have a look at this one element, and people say to me, Stuart, this is mad. Go get yourself a dishwasher. But I've used this for many, many years in washing dishes. And you think, what? Well, I have a look at this activity of actually just moving that needle of that one activity of cleaning those dishes. And I know it does not sound like it's an action that goes forward, but let me tell you something. When those dishes are washed and they put away, the kitchen, it just looks fantastic. It looks the way that I want it. That's that life that I want to live. I walk into the kitchen and it just nice clean surfaces. So dishes for me is that one task. Now I could wash the dishes, maybe put something away. Maybe I go and do something else and then come back and wash another plate and then go. I start with it and I end with it. Make sure that you complete those tasks, but only just pick a few of them so that you can actually master through you as you're going through it. Now the third one is, and it's one that I've actually used and I try and instill this onto most of my clients, and it's the brutal honesty filter. And it's something that I always ask myself when you're doing an activity, and you can do this any particular time. You're doing an activity, pause for literally 5 seconds. That's all you need is 5 seconds. And ask yourself this question: is what I'm doing right now getting me closer or further away from my goal? Is what I'm doing right now getting me closer or further away from my goal? Now, if you're kind of confused with the answer, it means that the goal does not have clarity. And you need to go and actually reflect back on that clarity of the goal so that you know those actions. But if you've got the clarity of the goal, and you can actually say, hey, I'm doing this now. Is it moving me close to my goal, or is it taking me further away? It's making me move further away. Then stop doing it. Stop doing it. Because ultimately, that's becoming a distraction going in a different direction. But if it's something that's coming closer to your goal, then you've actually given yourself that level of confidence that you know you're doing the right thing. Now, there is a few little, I'll say, rules around this. There's no rationalization, and there's definitely no excuses. Oh, but I have to do this because of... No. When you're doing a focused activity, it's a straightforward question. What I'm doing right now, is it getting me closer or further away from my goal? It's a yes or no answer. There is no gray area. Yes, carry on. No, stop. End of story. No excuses. You see, you want to get closer to your goals. You don't want to get further away. So you need to make sure that if the answer is no, stop. Say, right, that's not the right thing I should be doing right now, and get onto those activities that will get you closer to that particular goal. Now, the fourth one that I want to really get onto is making these real, real decisions. And making real decisions basically eliminates the alternatives, all right? Eliminates the backup plans. This is something that I got to realize really, really early in my career. If I do this, that's great, but I've got plan B and I've got plan C. So if plan A doesn't work, I can actually jump into plan B. And what happens is I actually would sit down in the beginning and I would start creating a plan A and a plan B and a plan C, and I'd prepare and I plan and I prepare and I plan, but I never did the actions. Eliminate any form of backup plan. Go in fully committed. You see, when you go into something fully, fully committed, it actually creates a high level of clarity. You can actually see it. You don't get confused as to, well, I can do a little bit of this, but if this doesn't work, I could replace it with what's in plan B, or I could replace it what's in actual plan C. No. You actually start having that clarity and that commitment when you're starting to go forward. And what's so amazing about it, as soon as you get that commitment inside, your self-confidence grows, as well as you start saying, I can actually see this path ahead of me. And there's a level of excitement that comes out, a level of excitement where you can actually see this clear path to achieving your goal. And that is one of the most amazing, amazing paths. Because once you can see that particular path, you get a level of excitement in you that you just want to carry on with that activity until you achieve it. And it's so amazing. It's almost like someone that's running a marathon. The whole marathon is tied, tied, tied. But when they come to that very last stretch just before the finish line, and they can see that finish line, they can see that path. And there's almost a renewed level of energy. As much as their body just wants to totally give up, there's a renewed level of energy and excitement that comes in. It's that level of clarity that I'm wanting you to actually get through to. So make those decisions. Cut off any alternatives. It's those alternatives that really start to hold you back when you're starting to go through. And then the last one. And this one here is really, it's supportive on the fourth one, which is, you know, commitment creates that level of clarity. So you got that self-confidence. Confidence is built through action. Okay. It's not something that happens before. Okay. So this is something that so many people, they're like, I need to build up this courage. I need to take a deep breath. I need to really start to do this. And they start to, no, it doesn't actually happen then. What your confidence is actually built when you start doing it, when you take that step through the front door, when you're having that conversation with a particular client, or you're starting to build on a particular project, that is when confidence grows. not before. You see, before, it's almost courage. You got courage to step and do it, but it's that confidence that's going to get you going through. So you need to make sure that you don't think that you want to build up all this confidence and everything. It doesn't happen that way. As soon as you take that step, that action, you're going to see that confidence is going to start to grow. But here's what actually happens before you take that very, very first step. There's levels of fear. There's levels of resistance. There's actually levels of discomfort that comes into you right in the beginning before you take that step. And that is telling you, in fact, that's telling you that you actually are going in the right direction. Yep, that's right. When you can actually feel that fear, that resistance, that discomfort, you're actually going in the right direction. Why? Because here's what it is. As a human being, we do not like change. We like to be in a comfort zone that we are familiar with on an ongoing basis. As soon as we take that step to make that change, there's a level of fear. I don't know what it's going to be like. There's resistance that comes into it, and there's that discomfort. Your stomach can churn. Those butterflies can start to flap around. But that's when you know things are in the right direction. And when you can actually feel that, rather than taking that as a negative, take it as a positive. Take it as, you know what? This is the sign that I'm actually going in the right direction. And once you start to believe in that and you can start to feel that, what's going to happen the next time that you want to go and make a small change? Here's something that's absolutely amazing. You're not going to have that sense of fear or that sense of resistance or discomfort. In fact, you're going to actually have the sense of excitement, this exhilaration. You see, you're going to actually almost reframe it. And once you've reframed it, that excitement that comes into you, it starts to drive you. And when you can actually get to that particular point, well, you know what? That road that's about to be pathed and tarred ahead of you is going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be something that you're going to go, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to actually start this project. And you're going to feel that fear, that resistance. No, that's not fear, resistance. It's actually that excitement, that inspiration, that motivation that's going to get you up in the morning. And that's where people turn around and they look at you and they go, you look different today. You look like you're happy. And you're actually going to go, well, I am. I'm actually going on a journey that is in my control. It's a journey where the change, well, this change is, it's something that you cannot explain. You cannot describe to people. But what you can do is you can actually show them what you are through the excitement, the energy, and the self-confidence that you have on this particular journey. And these are the people, you've seen them around. You've seen them when they walk around. They just seem to tackle something with so much ease that it just looks so easy. And you always sit back and wonder how. How do they do it? Well, these five tips that I've just shared with you are the simple tips that you can actually put in. The first one, stop confusing the preparation with progress. That's that procrastination. Eliminate it. The second is identifying those activities that's going to help you move that needle and get you closer. It's not about doing everything. It's about just focusing on 1 to 3 maximum that gets you those results. The third one is being brutally honest with yourself. And it's that question. What am I doing right now? Is it getting me closer or further away from my goal? Simple yes or no. There's no gray areas in this at all. The fourth one is making these real decisions and saying, you know what? There's no plan B. There's no plan C. There is no alternative. This is what I'm focusing on. This is what I'm going to put all my energy in when I start to go forward. And the last one is actually, it's not about saying, I need this confidence and then I'm going to start. No, it's about starting and actually feeling that confidence in what you're doing is getting you closer. It will start eliminating that fear, that resistance, and that discomfort. And it's that momentum as you're starting to go forward that really gets you moving. So with every one of my sessions, I always have a quote, and I did some research to try and find one that really summed up everything. And this is one that really came out. It's a quote by, again, I just find these quotes, I'm not too sure who the author is, so it's unknown. So if it's you, well done, and thank you for sharing this with the world. But here's a quote that I really want you to remember, and it goes like this. The moment you stop negotiating with yourself is the moment your life moves forward. The moment you stop negotiating with yourself is the moment your life moves forward. Get rid of that procrastination. Focus on what you're doing, and you're going to find your life is going to be in your hands, and you're going to actually design it, and it's going to be an amazing one. So until next time, remember, the moment you stop negotiating with yourself is the moment that your life starts to move forward. Cheers for now. You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.